Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, thanks for joining us this afternoon on ESPN Rochester. Glad you're with us. Yesterday, online at ESPN Rochester on Twitter, we made the announcement of a new addition, a new voice to the ESPN Rochester family. A voice and a name you may be familiar with if you're a sports talk fan. He works for our sister station, WGR in Buffalo, a producer for Howard and Jeremy. But he's got something to share when it comes to hockey, when it comes to the Sabres, and specifically when it comes to the Amerks. That's why Brayton Wilson will be your new in-game host for Amerks Hockey on ESPN Rochester. And Brayton is joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Brayton, how are you, bud?
I'm good, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Brayton, congratulations. Let's start with what we saw last night. I guess the NHL preseason in general. We were kind of accustomed to the NFL preseason, and gosh, it kind of snuck up on us last night. In fact, it wasn't even on television here in the Rochester area. So from what you saw last night, Brayton, what can we take away, and what should we take away out of what is, compared to the NFL, a very short preseason here in the NHL?
Oh, it just goes to show that you don't need 4 weeks of an NFL preseason or an extended preseason. I think that, you know, six games for an NHL preseason is just fine. You get to take a look at what you've got in your system and what you've got in your future in a short amount of time. And in that evaluation period, yeah, it might come a little quicker, but I think that compared to the NHL game, or compared to the NFL, excuse me, I think you can make those evaluations a little quicker. What players, you know, should be in the NHL, what players should be sent back to juniors, and what players should probably be sent to the AHL. And, you know, yesterday's game I thought was a very good showing of what the Sabres have in the pipeline, not only, you know, for this season, but also for the long term, just because this is actually, I think, the first time that we're actually going to be able to get a truly, really good look at all the Sabres draft picks that they've you know, made over the past few years, and also at all the players and young players that they've acquired in trades over the past few years. So really, for the next couple of years in the Sabres organization, we're going to have a lot of fun watching some good hockey.
Your new in-game host for Amerks Hockey here on ESPN Rochester, Brayton Wilson, joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, the Penguins at KeyBank tonight. Brayton, give us a preview of the lineup. I know not a lot of stars dressing for Pittsburgh tonight.
No, I mean, your highest profile name for Pittsburgh playing tonight is Jake Guentzel. And, I mean, he's a good player, but I mean, we're not going to see Crosby, we're not going to see Malkin, we're not going to see Kessel, we're not going to see Letang. But you know what? Hey, Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, when you look at that lineup, you look at their prospect depth, they were here in Buffalo, you know, a week or two ago for the Prospects Challenge. And, I mean, they were drubbed by all, you know, their opponents in Buffalo, Boston, and New Jersey, Buffalo beating them 10-2. Their prospect depth has been kind of light just because they've made so many trades in the past few years to be able to remain Stanley Cup contenders. They've won two cups. So, I mean, I guess that's what you expect. But, I mean, for tonight's lineup, it's going to be fun watching the Sabres at least just because you've got some of your high-profile names playing in Jack Eichel, Rasmus Dahlin, Jeff Skinner, Casey Mittelstadt's also going to be playing. And you've got some of the regulars there as well. There are a few good names that we're potentially going to see in Rochester this year as well playing. And, you know, luckily it'll be on television, so everybody will get a nice first look at what's to come for hopefully this season.
Brayton Wilson, who is your new host for Amerks Hockey, the Amerks home opener, and season opener for that matter, coming up on October 5th against Charlotte. We'll have more about our Amerks gathering coming up at the distillery on October 3rd. Let's stay in Buffalo for now. Sam Reinhart's still not there. Can you explain what are the possible outcomes here in the Sam Reinhart? I don't know if holdout is the accurate word, but him not being there, storyline, and any updates on Reinhart perhaps here one way or another?
Well, there's nothing really new. I think Elliot Freeman reported the other day in his 31 Thoughts at Sportsnet that it's close with both of their sides, with Reinhart's side and with the Sabres, and it seems like that a bridge deal would be the more likely outcome than maybe a long-term deal. But, I mean, at this point, you would pretty much consider it a holdout just because of the fact that Sam Reinhart has not been able to practice with his teammates. From my understanding, he still is in Buffalo, but at this point, there hasn't been anything more than really just that Friedman blurb real quick on the status of his contract negotiations with the Sabres. But, you know, we certainly want to see him get signed. We want to see him be locked up because Jason Botterill's high on Reinhardt. He says that he's part of the rebuild. He's part of the, you know, the quote-unquote process that's in Buffalo going on right now. And, you know, I think that he would fit in perfectly on a line with a guy like Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner, who, you know, and Reinhardt also should be a winger. I mean, I know that Botterill wants to make him a center or wants to at least have that option to keep him open at playing center, but I think his best play has come on the wing. I think that last year when he was full-time wing right after the new year, he just really lit up the scoreboard, and I think that's where he needs to stay, and I think he should be playing with Jack Eichel once that deal is officially done.
Brayton, you have strong feelings about a Sabres prospect who's underachieved in Rochester. We're talking about Alex Nylander. We know that he set out development camp earlier in the summer. You're high in his performance thus far at training camp. What can you share about Nylander's play during Prospects Challenge and so far through training camp?
Well, I think the one thing that we've noticed with Alex Nylander's play right off the bat from, you know, the Prospects Challenge and also in training camp and in last night's preseason game is he just looks like he's beaming with confidence. He's skating. He's always keeping his feet moving, and he looks stronger. He looks more physical with his play. Now, mind you, I know that last year in Rochester, a number of times that we were always kind of wanting to see Nylander skate. We wanted him to be out there and looking to have a little more gumption in his game, a little more pride, or a little more a little more flash to his game, and I don't know if we're ever going to get that just because the type of player that he is, he's never really going to be emotional when he's on the ice. He's never really going to be a guy who gets super hyped up when a good play happens. He's just a guy who's very calm. He's very mellow, but he's very skilled. And I think so far through Prospects Challenge, through training camp and yesterday's game, I thought that, especially last night, he kept his feet moving. He was the best player, I think, in the game overall for both teams. And just the way he moves the puck and the way he sees the ice, not a lot of players can do that around the league. And the Sabres have quite a few of those players now on the roster and in development, ready to come up to the NHL level. And, you know, with Connor Sherry expected to be out week to week with his knee issue there and potentially being an opening on the left wing spot in Buffalo, I think Alex Nylander at this point certainly has the best route right now to earn a spot in Buffalo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, let's explore this here. Brayton Wilson, our guest here. Brayton, we had guests, including Paul Hamilton last year, saying that Alex Nylander, with his play last year, he shouldn't have been in Rochester. He should have been down in Cincinnati. Would that not fly in the face of what Jason Botterill is trying to preach here, and that's development, development, development? This would seem like you're hitting the fast-track button, and I understand there's injuries here, but you're saying that Alex Nylander has been so impressive that he has a real shot here to be one of the forwards to open up the season in Buffalo.
I do. I do. I think that last year, you know, especially when he had that late surge in the season with Rochester, I thought that he finally, you know, got a little bit of confidence under him, and he was getting his feet going and playing really well. He comes up to Buffalo. He gets, you know, the few games that he's there. He scores a goal. His confidence was probably as high as ever. And, yes, of course, you know, during the playoffs, he was pretty much benched on, you know, sitting on the bench, you know, in the third period of the last game against Syracuse. But, I mean, so far through this camp and so far what it looks like he's gone through this summer, he looks determined more than ever to really make a stamp on his what he wants to be here in Buffalo and how he's played and how he's put in the work. I mean, at the Prospects Challenge and during practices and everything like that, he was one of those guys that he just said, I want to be up in front. I want to set an example for these guys. And he was going up to the front. He was starting off drills, which he had never really done in the past two times that he was here in Buffalo. And this year, I think he took a leadership role with the Prospects Challenge team. And then so far through training camp this year, he's just getting up there. He's trying to be the first one to do the drills. He's trying to set example. And, you know, I think it's really showing. And with the way that he's been going out there, working his tail off, trying to play physical, skate better, I think he's put in the work this summer, and I think he's put in the effort that I think Jason Botterill and I think the Phil Housley should take a long, hard look at the potential of adding Nylander to the 23-man roster come October 4th. And you know what? If he's not ready, if they see him not ready, then it's up to Nylander then at that point to mentally just say, hey, look, now it's my turn to be in Rochester, to be a leader here, go forward, try and do everything I can to continue to work hard. And if there's something comes up in Buffalo, I want to be that first call-up. I want to be the first guy that they look to come up and play some meaningful minutes in Buffalo. So there's a lot riding on Alex Nylander this preseason and training camp, and I think he's taking it in very well.
He's your in-game host for Rochester Americans Hockey here on ESPN Rochester. We're talking with Brayton Wilson in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. And Brayton, a couple of names that have been linked together since being drafted. The Amherst fans have grown very familiar with our Killer Bees. We're talking Bailey. We're talking Baptiste. Make or break years for the organization for these guys, yes?
I think so. I think so, for sure. Just because, you know, what more are we going to see from these guys? There's not a lot that more I don't think they can prove. I think that, you know, we know with Justin Bailey, he's got some great speed and skill, but can he build some consistency? And sort of with Nick Baptiste as well. I mean, he's got to build some consistency in his game. You know, he was able to adapt pretty well to the NHL game and change his ways a little bit. That's kind of why he stuck with it, you know, later on in the season, playing mainly as a fourth liner in Buffalo. But, I mean, I certainly think that if these guys aren't able to beat out some of the younger talent that's there and they end up going on the waiver wire, I mean, it's certainly not a good sign for their future.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the guy who's going to dress tonight. Rasmus Dahlin. Give us your perspective on Dahlin here, Brayton. Is the hype real with the rookie defenseman?
100%. 100%. I got the chance to watch him when he was here in Buffalo for the World Juniors, and the way that he led that Swedish group of defensemen, a group that has, you know, Sweden has always had great defensemen, but, you know, Dahlin comes in and he just, outside of Casey Mittelstadt, I thought that he was the best player in that tournament. Now he comes to Buffalo, and in the Prospects Challenge, he was just making all the right reads. His passes are clean, crisp. They're tape to tape, which we haven't had in Buffalo for quite some time, or even in Rochester for that matter. But, you know, the hype is absolutely real with him. He was a leader. I mean, he was a kid that was looked up to very much so with the Frölunda group in the Swedish Hockey League. He was playing, you know, 20-plus minutes a night over there as one of their top defensemen. And I don't think he's maybe going to get that type of minutes right off the bat. But, I mean, you're certainly expecting him to be the number three defenseman right off the bat, and then as the season goes, he's probably going to be expected to jump up to that top pairing, and maybe by the end of the season, he'll be playing at least 23 minutes a night, trying to, you know, be the franchise defenseman that he is plotted out to be. And I mean, I just, every time that I watch that kid step on the ice and do something with the puck or do something in his own zone, he just amazes me with the way that he reads the play, jumps in, and manages to score. You know, his shot has gotten better from, you know, when he was first touted as a prospect and was first ranked last year. But I think as time goes on here in Buffalo, he's going to be able to grow his professional game, and I think he'll be ready to be a star in the NHL in a few years.
He's your in-game host for Amherst Hockey on ESPN Rochester, Brayton Wilson with Danger and Battaglia in the sports bar. And Brayton, I know it's early in the preseason, but you know the Amherst did make the postseason last year. That early disappointing exit, and maybe we can just now start to project a few of the names that could make the Amherst an exciting team to watch here coming up starting next month.
Well, I mean, you know, I still think that there are plenty of players that could be, you know, in Rochester and still that, you know, would be able to have a fighting chance to make the Sabres roster. I mean, a guy that's a prime example might be CJ Smith. I think that he has a chance along with Nylander to fill in that left wing spot while Connor Sherry's out, but you know, I'm not sure. I think CJ Smith has gotten faster this year, but I just haven't seen anything just quite yet from him. Maybe that'll change tonight when he plays against Pittsburgh, but I haven't seen anything from him quite yet that has really made him jump out to say, hey, he's ready to make the jump to the NHL yet. But I mean, outside of that, some young talent, that would be good. I mean, the one guy that I wrote about at WGR550.com today was Lawrence Pilot, the defenseman who's coming over from the Swedish Hockey League last year. He was the Swedish defenseman of the year last year in the league. And I mean, there's a lot of things that you can say that's really good about his game. You know, he's not the biggest of guys at 5'11 and 180 pounds, but he certainly is that prototypical defenseman that all teams around the NHL are looking for, a guy that can move the puck from point A to point B, really good in his transition game. He's solid in his own end, but he can also bring some good offense in the offensive zone. He, I mean, 38 points in 50 games last year with you know, in Sweden was quite impressive. And, you know, we'll see how he transitions to the North American game, just because, you know, there's always that little wiggle room there where, you know, sometimes they have problems transitioning from Sweden to North America. But and it's kind of the same thing with a guy like Victor Olofsson and Rasmus Asplund. How are those guys going to transition from Sweden to North America in their first season? And those are two guys that I think certainly could also have the potential to make the NHL roster. But I would probably write down in pencil right now that they're probably going to Rochester.
Now, Brayton, you'll be in Rochester, of course, the home opener coming up on the 5th, but really looking forward to it's a tradition we're happy to be a part of. The Meet the Players night will be broadcasting live on Wednesday the 3rd at the Distillery. So, Brayton, you're going to be hopping in that day, I hear.
Yeah, I'm going to be up there with you guys, and I'm looking forward to getting to know Rochester a little bit better and looking forward to seeing you guys as well.
Well, Brayton, your inaugural visit into the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, I'd say it was a considerable success. We can't wait to hear your call with, of course, the great Don Stevens as your in-game host for Amherst Hockey this season on ESPN Rochester. We know you're bringing a depth of knowledge and passion for hockey to this broadcast that is worthy of an organization like the Rochester Americans. We're proud to host the Rochester Americans, and we're proud to have you as the in-game host, Brayton. Welcome aboard, and look forward to talking to you here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to getting to work with you guys for sure.
Love it. Brayton Wilson, new Amherst in-game host, joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. I'd say that was pretty good.
Yeah, and tonight you get to watch some of these guys that are trying not to come to Rochester, meaning the Sabres tonight in action, hosting the Penguins. This one's actually going to be on MSG tonight, and it'll be our first look have Rasmus Dahlin on the ice. You also see Jack Eichel dressing. You also will see Jeff Skinner making his debut for the blue and gold. But I think Brayton, if you missed the top of the interview, you know, come on, this is all they really need. It's what if the NFL, this is one thing the NHL gets right. Six games, we're done, okay? That's it. Where the NFL will draw out, what, a five-week preseason if you count the Hall of Fame game? No. We need 2 weeks. That's it for the NHL, and regular season will get going.
That was great. If you missed anything with our conversation, any of our conversation there with Brayton Wilson, Amherst in-game host here on ESPN Rochester, also a producer for Howard and Jeremy at WGR. If you missed any of that, we'll have it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. And we've still got a lot to come here in the sports bar. Our usual fare, we'll serve up NFL appetizers. Gene's got his Survive in Advance pick for week 3. Not a lot of suspense in this week's pick.
No, but we're going to add a new rule. I could not believe some people are making a mistake here. And again, I'm going to caution you with this philosophy here. You can't win a pool in week 3. Also coming up, and I'll drink to that. It's easy to pick on the teams that are down. I'm going to tell you which team right now is on top of the world in the NFL. And it's a fraud. It's going to come crashing down.
I'll tell you. You've got some fraudulent players in the NFL, and I've got some fraudulent players outside of the NFL that have retired from the NFL looking literally a lack of self-awareness. I can't believe that this is actually happening, or it's, you know, the equivalent of a legal heist at gunpoint. I really don't know what this is, but we'll get into that next as we play I'll Drink to That. Provocative thoughts from around the world of sports, and you're always welcome to join us. Agree or disagree, the Bentlem Residential Hotline at 454-ESPN. For 95 years, there's been one company to call to service, repair, or replace your home heating equipment, Bentlem Residential Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Bentlem Residential at 271-HEAT or visit Bentlem.com today. I'll Drink to That next. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPN. ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Scores, stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.